Good morning, happy Tuesday, and welcome to the Power Walk. You know what time it is. And I am so thankful, so blessed, and so grateful. Amen. Amen. So currently on this Power Walk journey, and I am just very grateful to be able to move my body. Heart failure won't win over here. I'm going to continue to move my body until I can't. And making intentional steps each day to move my body, whether I record a podcast or not, is what I'm doing. And I'm grateful that I'm able to take you along on this journey too. And also show you how you can create a podcast too. And you don't need a bunch of fancy equipment to do it either. Which, I want you to check out my podcast ebook if you haven't already. Speak Your Truth. This podcast ebook outlines 8 steps on how you can create one, the tech tools that I use to be able to orchestrate that, and opportunities for support. If you want someone to walk with you in this process and journey to create this podcast, I'm here. My team is here, and we can make sure that your podcast aligns with your desires and that your voice is properly captured. So, whoo child, today is a beautiful day. A beautiful day indeed. And I truly thank God for it, to be able to walk and sightsee and people watch and just be. Before I get back to my desk and do some work, I had an amazing coaching session this morning, and I'll post the link in the show description if you want one-on-one time with me, just to have a safe space to thought partner or holding space for maybe the things that you're going through. However you want to use that time, I have it set up where you invest in the time so that you can show up and have some actionable steps. I'm just really grateful because to be able to witness the impact that I'm able to have on people's journeys is such a blessing. And I thank God for it. For today's Power Walk, I just wanted to take this as an opportunity to motivate you and to inspire you as you're navigating your journey, because I know that life is still lifing and people are still peopling, but God, I'm getting so emotional because I'm literally standing here in a different country, being able to have a global impact, feeling so creative and inspired to continue to write and to make music and to hold systems accountable. I've submitted several public records requests for some matters that I am looking into, and being able to be a reporter and to investigate and using my skills to find out information, to hold people accountable, and to operate out of the 3 keys. God, I thank you. This Power Walk episode, I'm going to keep it brief because there's a video that I'm going to be preparing to do, and it's talking about Roblox. Last episode, I shared that there were some conversations that I wanted to have with y'all as it relates to Roblox. And just yesterday on TikTok, I seen a video that's been circulating where a parent has a rant about Roblox and what their child witnessed and experienced on Roblox. And her child is not alone in the things that are happening on the platform. I'm encouraging parents and caregivers to be more intentional when they are allowing their children to play Roblox and to monitor the different rooms that they're going to and just the different places that children can land if we're not intentional. But also to really hold some of these adults accountable that are on Roblox, that are knowing exactly what they're doing, that is causing harm to children. It's so sad to see adults that are intentionally inflicting harm and trauma on our children. And for what purpose? Don't really know, other than it's an individual that needs help. That's sick. So I'm praying that today aligns with your desires, that you are able to accomplish everything that you set your mind to. As educators and support professionals are back in school, and depending on which state you're in, there are some children that are already back in school. I do want to uplift the safety that needs to exist, because there are predators out here that will try to find your child and will try to pick up your children from school. I think about this clip, and hopefully I'm able to find it so that I can insert it here to show you.
It happened in broad daylight. A woman, a stranger, gets onto this campus and through these gates, which are supposed to be locked. When she comes in contact with a staff member on the other side, she asks for a 9-year-old student using her first name. And this is the point of concern for that little girl's mother.
I just feel like it's not being handled how it should be, being that one of their students almost got kidnapped.
A 9-year-old named by a stranger at Alexander Twilight College Preparatory Academy on Monday around 5. The woman attempted to pick up the student from an after-school program, claiming she was in a hurry and needed the child to come out fast.
I feel like if my daughter never said, my mom didn't tell me someone was picking me up, the staff would have let my daughter go with this person, and I would never have seen her again.
Danielle Rivers is the mother of that child and says staff called her after her daughter told them something wasn't right.
Not sure as to if I was going to make it there in time, you know, before this lady actually got my daughter.
A security camera photo of the woman was shared with Rivers and law enforcement, according to the school's spokesperson. The Sacramento County Sheriff's Office didn't confirm if the woman is part of their investigation.
And just to know that somebody could just walk on campus and just, you know, and ask for her child, that was scary.
Rivers showed us an email that went out to other families, warning of what happened. The school called the incident an attempted unauthorized pickup. But Rivers says it should be called attempted kidnapping. That school staff didn't follow protocol outlined in the email to parents.
Safety is first. Check IDs. You know, identify the person that's picking them up. Don't just allow kids to leave with anybody because they say a kid's name.
I share this with you to say that I want parents and caregivers and family members and community members to be really intentional with how they're sharing the first day of school moments. Posting where your child goes to school, having pictures of them with the school logo, and taking pictures in front of your home where your house number is showing. And I want us to be very mindful of how we're sharing these moments of our children going back to school, because it can cause harm, especially now when we are seeing that folks can take AI, like I talked about in my last episode, and they can generate very explicit content with your children's photos and videos that you upload online. So please be very cautious as you share these moments, because you could be putting you and your family in danger if you're not intentional. So with that being stated, I have some work to do with Teaching for the Culture. And I'm really excited to get into that space, because this trademark dispute, I tell you, it has done a lot to me in so many ways that I don't think I've really fully articulated it nor processed. But now is the time, and I'm going to continue to uplift that we are standing firm on our intellectual property. When Shauna Brown went to the trademark office with her attorney that no longer represents her to try to cancel our trademark, and the trademark office said no with prejudice, we are holding her accountable. I don't care how many Instagram followers she has. A lot of them are bots. In fact, did you know? I'm gonna post this receipt here. That there is a high percentage of bots that are on the internet. So when we're talking about impact, there's an entire school district and surrounding school districts that know us, that know the work of Teaching for the Culture, and know the work of our community partners that are also doing the work. I don't care what's online. And the reason why I bring it up is because Shauna Brown used her Instagram following to try to substantiate the cancellation of our trademark, failing to tell the trademark office in that she has changed her Instagram page so many times. So now we're just going to go based on Facebook. So here's the receipts here. I want you to see the date of creation of the Teach for the Culture Facebook page. And I want you to see the creation of Teaching with the ING, okay? The one that has the trademark. I want you to look at those dates. Okay, here's the receipt. Let's just go outside of social media for a moment, because we're talking about when things are registered with the state, when things are put into place legally. Business registration dates. This is the business registration date of Teach for the Culture, LLC. This is the public record. Now, this is the date of Teaching, ING, for the Culture's business registration date. Let me cue sound effect, because I just want to know who comes first. So, with all due respect, folks, do not allow vanity metrics on social media have a skewed perspective on the impact that is happening outside of social media. Let me say that again. Do not let vanity metrics, followers, views, the number of content that's posted online make you feel like your worth is different or that your value is different. Let me say that one more time for the people in the back. Do not let yourself get caught up in these vanity metrics, especially when some of it is bought or botted. Let me just say that one more time. Do not allow vanity metrics such as followers, likes, views, make you feel less than when it can be bought or botted. This how I know. You go to the page with 80,000 followers and you go look at the engagement. Go look at the engagement. I'm sorry, but it's time to shut it down. I've been saying this for some time now, but I've been focused on other things, like trying to get my life back on track. One of the reasons is because of this here that has literally bankrupted me, by the way, which I thank God for second chances and new opportunities. But what we not gonna do, Shauna Brown, is to continue to play on the internet. I'm not standing for it. And neither are the people that are aligned with Teaching for the Culture. You have so many different Instagram pages, figure something else out. But teach for the culture is not going to work. It causes confusion with our trademark. And that was clear before you hired your attorney to file 3 trademark applications that were denied. And you were aware of that when you filed a petition to cancel our trademark. And I don't know if you still paid your trademark attorney, because here's the receipt here of them withdrawing from your case that you initiated, ma'am, that we then had to get representation for, ma'am. And then you didn't pay your legal fees, ma'am. Meanwhile, I'm in a financial hole, but that's okay. I thank God for second chances. I thank God to be able to fill out the paperwork and the documentation to get myself free and discharged, baby. So we got more things to talk about, because there's some amazing things that Teaching for the Culture is doing. And before we go full throttle on that, we need to make sure that we get rid of the confusion that people are upholding and being integral in business, and that we make sure that people are exhibiting integrity in business and upholding federal trademark and intellectual property rights. Because now I'm ready. And with that being said, I love y'all. You are worthy. Fight for what's yours. And make sure that you're operating out of the 3 keys out here: accountability, transparency, and integrity. I promise you, it'll change your life when you do. Until next time, peace.